Okay. Test, test. Good afternoon, everybody. It is 4 p.m. on March 31st, 2026, Tuesday. Call to order of the City of Edgewater Charter Review Committee. Roll call, please.
Donna McDavid.
Here.
Mandy Bullard.
Present.
Patrick Fisher.
Here.
Linda Mosier.
Present.
City Attorney Rollins.
Here.
City Manager Mahoney.
Here.
Interim City Clerk Tupin present.
Good afternoon, everybody. At this time, I'd like to open up for citizen comments. Ms. Long, if you'd like to get up.
Hi, thank you. Kim Long, 3312 Mango Tree. As our appointed committee, you guys, for our charter, I have to ask you, I get the impression that maybe you're opposed to charter amendments. I hope I'm wrong about that. What doesn't go in our charter can be manipulated by a vote of just three people on our city council. That is why your charter amendments and what you're doing is so darn important. Water conservation, native plants, protecting public parks and land, stem walls. I ask that you please advocate for all of these amendments as discussed. And when I say advocate, I'm like, talk it up. We want this to be available for people to vote on it. You're writing the amendments, but now we have to convince the city council to go along with it and to vote yes on the amendments that you've spent so much time and work putting into it. I request today that you add this city hall property to be protected along with the parks amendment or a separate amendment. Because despite the whole council giving the thumbs up at the January or February meeting, just 2 months ago, I believe, I get the feeling that our city manager is not going to direct the city attorney to change the deed. I hope I'm wrong, but you can protect it now. You, this committee, can protect this piece of property by writing a charter amendment. And that way, the people can vote on it. I'd also like to thank all of you for sitting on this committee. It's a tough job, and it's made even harder by a few people in this town stirring up trouble and making false accusations in attempts to get elected. My fear is, and I believe it's been confirmed, that people are gonna wait till the election and hope there's a new council that will then vote to do something with this property. And you can protect this property right now. All the citizens are behind it. This has been a years-long battle, and people have come before the council year after year. But the council can still do this, even if you write an amendment. You can protect it now and let the citizens vote on it. And I know the council will vote for the amendment. They've already given the thumbs up and given direction. But I just found out it's not on the agenda again. And so you guys tonight have the ability to write a charter amendment and write it the way this property was given in perpetuity, never to be sold, traded, or bartered. And that's what I request that you do, because I'm not getting anywhere else anytime soon. So it's kind of like left up to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your comments, Ms. Long. We do appreciate it. Mr. Rollins, I'd like to open up to you, sir, if you would. Thanks for coming back from your duty.
Space Force qualified and ready to, you know. I'm still in the Army, but yeah, thank you. It's good to be back, and I know you had my colleague, Mr. Sabatini, was here, and you guys went through a lot of it. And I think today, and again, you're obviously the chair, and however you guys want to do it, I just want to clarify if there are any new ideas that I need to be drafting stuff on. And if there's not, clarify exactly which ones everyone settled on. And then basically, it's kind of however you guys want to move forward with the remaining meetings. What will ultimately happen is whenever you guys have concluded whatever it is you want to do in terms of that, then I'll take all those questions and I'll use the ballot language and the actual language that will be changed in the charter. I'll mirror those together and put them in an ordinance, and then the ordinance will say which election it will be placed on, which will obviously be the November election, general election. And then basically that will go to the council, and then they will determine whether to place, you know, vote to place that on the agenda or the ballot and that type of thing. So
okay, well, let's start with, are you done, sir?
Yep, that's, if that made sense.
Unless Ms. Bullard, could you hear me? Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. I just got myself muted.
Do you have anything for Mr. Rollins or anything you had to add today?
I would like to add E that Ms. Long is requesting to our the ballot language that we have already put in front of it to protect our parks. So that's my addition, is outside of reviewing the ballot language that we have already voted to keep up as an amendment. I'd like to hear the ballot language for all of those, but ultimately, yes, the only thing I have to add is that I would like to add the need to that protection as well with our parks.
Is that it, ma'am?
Yep, that's it.
Okay, thank you. Patrick, do you have anything today?
Not really. I would second that thought about the city property.
Okay. Ms. Butler, did you make a motion?
Yes. I make a motion to add that, or at least make a motion to discuss if anyone would like to discuss. Do you want me to formally say it out?
Yes, please.
I would like to make a motion to add the deed of the current city council chambers to the amendment language. I don't have the one in front of me, but I read it. That protects our park. It is currently 16. No, it is currently question 18.
Yeah, that's what I have.
So
to clarify, Mr. Chair, if I might, so right now I have question 18, require voter approval to sell city parks. And the ballot summary is amend the charter to require that any sale or transfer of city-owned park property be approved by a majority vote of the qualified electors of the city of Edgewater at a referendum before the sale or conveyance may occur. Are you wanting me to amend that particular one with language about City Hall specifically, or would this be a separate question?
Can I ask a question?
I would like to add it to the existing one just so that it's all together. It's the deed for that specific property added as well with the other city owned parks.
Okay.
Mandy, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, it's Linda Mosier. I just had a question of city manager, about what other city-owned properties are there within like the city limits?
A lot.
Other than this, so would it be easier to amend this or simply to take out park and just say city-owned property rather than specifying park on this language?
So of course you can make that recommendation. Of course, yeah, there's several city properties. Hawks Parks, the new property that was purchased recently out by 442 and 95. So you can make a recommendation to restrict it for voter approval if you choose.
Ms. McDaniel, did you have a comment?
I don't know. If we do city-owned property, though, question would be that's going to include the new
everything
proposed everything. City property okay. for the new City Hall.
Of course, it would include all city property.
But I mean, we started out with parks. Mm-hmm. You know, I can understand adding this because of the past of the deed, but to throw all city property in there, I'm not a go for that one.
Okay.
Well, we have a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Second.
Well, I agree that it should be this property and the parks, but not all city property.
Yeah, I didn't amend that's what hers was.
Yeah.
I was just asking if it should be everybody. But I think the amendment is to just add this building or this property deed to the parks, correct? Is that right, Mandy?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
That's my second.
We have a motion. We have a second. Are you clear on what the motion is?
All right. Donna McDavid?
Yes.
Mandy Bullard?
Yes.
Patrick Fisher?
Yes.
Linda Mosier?
Yes.
Do I get to vote?
Gary Conroy.
It's been one of those days.
Yes.
Thank you.
Speak up.
All right, so just to clarify and make sure we're all on the same page based on the motion, I'm going to update what was question 18 from last and add language to restrict sale of the deed of the current council chamber, but it's going to be a carve out. But the language, the way it was before, is going to stay the same other than that being added in. The parks, it'll still require approval by voters for the parks, and then we'll add language on the deed for the current council chambers.
Okay. Ms. Bullock?
Yes, I do have a question. Yeah, I'm here. I do have a question about the way that it is written, the ballot summary, where it says approved by majority vote of the qualified electors. Does that mean, so I'm asking, is this a ordinance or a resolution, or is this to go on the ballot to be involved in the charter?
So it's if it would go to the city council, and the city council would approve an ordinance which would place it as a ballot referendum. And if the voters of the city approve it, then in the future, if they, let's say there was a piece of the park and they wanted to sell it to a developer for $200 billion because the developer really, you know, wanted it. And then the residents said, well, that makes sense. We could use that $200 billion and do a lot of cool things with it. It would have to go to a vote at a referendum, and a majority of the people who voted in that election would have to approve it. So that's what qualified electors is. Not, it's basically however many people show up to vote in that particular referendum would have to approve selling the property. I'm not sure I understand that last question.
I think she means it'd be a special election or during a general election.
Yeah, so it right now it just says qualified electors, a referendum before the sale or conveyance may occur. It could be either at a regularly scheduled election, or if the city wanted to incur the expense for some emergency purpose, they could hold a separate referendum. It could be either or. It just means, essentially, the bottom line is it has to go to a vote of the residents, and it could be called for as a special election, a referendum, if the city wanted to foot the bill for that special election cost, or it could be placed on. It's just saying that by referendum, it's just meaning that the voters have to make a decision on it.
Perfect.
Does that clarify it?
Yeah. Ms. Bullard, do you have anything else for us today? Well, I think we've gone through everything pretty much. I mean, this is just to tighten things up if anybody else had additional questions, but I think we're ready to go to the printer.
Yeah, and I do want to clarify. I know that there was the minutes and there was the last meeting, but I would like to, if you don't mind, just clarify to make sure if others don't have additional stuff at some point by the end of the meeting, I'd like to clarify to make sure that these are in fact the ones everyone has agreed upon, because there were several different meetings and shifts and different things. So,
all right, Ms. Buller, we're going to move on.
Updated language.
Pardon me.
What did you say?
On 18, so 18 will have updated language that I can bring back next meeting. But other than that, the remainder of them, I think, are.
So we're going to move on, Ms. Buller, to Patrick. Patrick, the floor is yours. Anything you have to tighten anything up, any other language?
I really don't. I was wondering about everybody thought about some sort of flood protection declaration to be included in this preamble portion. Just because there's no mention of stormwater rights in there. I don't believe there is, unless I'm missing it somewhere. But If anybody...
Well, you wrote it. You should know what's in there.
Well, I didn't actually write that.
It's your language now, so yeah. I'm just a vessel.
He just threw the legalese.
So the only other thing would be to declare that stormwater rights had established a foundation for legal action, policy alignment, and future ordinance. I know we have review of stormwater impact during planning. I know there's reports and reporting and studies and surveys and all of that, but I just don't know what everybody else thinks about whether stormwater, some sort of declaration should be included in that as well. That would be the only thing I have to say.
Does anybody have any comments on that?
Where do you think that would go? Where would you, and with the affirmation on the paragraph 3 or?
Well, with question 1, the ballot summary, it would just be included into that. You're the expert.
Yeah, where would that go?
You can certainly, include that in the preamble if you would like. Again, we talked about how like the preamble, a lot of that is somewhat aspirational, but doesn't mean it's not without value. It just simply means that if you want it to do a specific thing, you have to get more specific about what you want it to do, but it certainly could form the foundation for, for instance, the Senate 180 lawsuit that's currently happening. There's a lot of the preamble language could be a basis for why the city chooses to do that.
Correct, and that's what I
that type of thing.
Because, and for that reason is why we kind of went that direction. So, anyway.
So I have a question on that. Yeah. So are you looking at making it like a number 6 on the preamble? Is that what you're looking at?
Well, yeah, not so much because that's gone now, right? That's
right, and I'm just...
Right, we're to this point, right?
Yeah.
And I'm just saying that there's nothing in here that speaks to stormwater rights. I understand SB 180 limits us, and we should be doing, if we want something specifically done, we should say so. But I would just also say that it should be part of that to say that it's something for consideration that the council and the city charter holds dear to the fact that they have the right to take action to protect stormwater rights for the citizens. That's the thought. I don't know how it would be worded and where it would go in that paragraph as a,
I just have a question as far as SB 180 and doing this. If we're not careful with our wording, could it possibly knock all of the rest of this out?
Yeah, I mean, all of these are subject to 180 challenges, or not all of them, but a lot of them related to anything related to building. And if the city was subject to litigation, my argument would be that these are just clarifying. They're not adding additional burdens. They're just clarifying, like, for instance, what type of fixtures and those types of things. But they're certainly all, they're going to impact development, and people will probably not all developers will be happy, but I can't predict what they'll do or how, but Senate Bill 180 is still very vague, and we were hoping it would get changed at the state level. It still might in a special session, but until such time, it's something to be considered.
And nothing happened out of the general session at all.
So the Senate proposed changes, and I think it was 840 was the bill, and then it died in the House. So there's the thought that it might be a negotiating tool because the House wanted some things the Senate wasn't going to do and that type of thing. Yeah. So I'm not sure.
And they're coming back, though, right?
They are in April. They're doing... I think they're doing on congressional districts and budget. Then the budget and then several. Yeah, this could be also.
But back to my original question was, if we attach this under another one of these that we have, then if they don't like that, could that do away with the other things that we have under that we attach it to?
I doubt they would ultimately go after the preamble language because, again, of the aspirational nature of it. I think if the developers are going to go after things, it's going to be specific requirements. Like, okay, we don't like the idea of native species or whatever it may be. And again, I'm not I think that because that courts like certainty and clarity of what they're striking down or upholding, And then the argument would be, is requiring 80% native species, is that more burdensome, or is that just more specific of what type? Because you already have to have certain plants, so we're just saying we want them to be native, you know? And then we would obviously argue that you can get a lot of native plants for a lot cheaper and those types of things. So it's not more burdensome. That would be our argument, you know? But all of those, I think, anything you do, subject on some point to litigation. So I know that's a lawyer answer, but again, it's hard to predict the future. It's like a weatherman, they get it wrong. And
I just don't want to tie things together too much and then have...
Yeah, what you're asking is the severability. Yeah.
You know, or that they're going to strike down and then we lose everything that we worked on.
And that's where I think the... that's where we can break those down into each part of the preamble can be a ballot question, separate ballot question. And then that way, that could be a separate section. If you're typically we include severability, but that's in an ordinance. This is charter amendment language. I don't foresee a court saying, if you include stormwater in here, I'm going to strike the entire preamble as unconstitutional. What they would likely do is I'm going to say this piece of it is, if they did. I really don't think they would touch a preamble. I think they're more likely to touch more definitive, specific
line items.
Parts of the charter. Yeah.
So, Patrick, this is the time. If you want to,
all right, so
if you want to add it, you can make a motion.
I would make a motion to declare stormwater rights that establish a foundation for legal action, policy alignment, and future ordinances to the question one for the as a revision to the preamble to the city charter.
Do you mind if you have that language either handing it to me or sending an email so that...
Can I have that as well?
Absolutely.
And then we're making sure we're all on the same page of exactly the type of language.
We have a motion on the floor. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second. Roll call, please.
Is that Ms. Moser?
Yes.
Donna McDavid?
Yes.
Mandy Bullard?
Yes.
Patrick Fisher?
Yes.
Linda Mosier?
Yes.
Gary Conroy?
Yes. Anything else, Patrick?
That's it.
Thank you. Ms. McDaniel, anything from you, ma'am? No. Okay, thank you. Moving on. Ms. Mosier?
I don't have anything necessarily to add, but I wondered if we could just take a minute to do a quick calendar run through and just say exactly where we are, what's the next step, when are we going to... What's our next set of docs going to really look like? Once we're finished here, we'll get one more set that looks like this with those last couple of revisions. And then how many more meetings
do
we have to before? What's our deadline?
14th of April and then?
The 28th.
The 28th.
The 28th.
We should be done.
End of month, we're going to be completely finished. So after we're done here today, we'll get one more set of docs back to review, another meeting to take another look, and then you're on deck, right?
So the final, once you guys have closed the chapter and you say, we're not adding anything more to this, we're not tweaking, adding, changing, then what I'm going to do is there's two pieces to a charter change. There is the actual language that is going to be updated in the charter, and that obviously fits in a section and a part of the charter and the actual language. And then there is the ballot summary, because when someone's voting, they're not actually typically reading the actual charter language. What they're reading is the ballot summary of what it's doing, and it has to be typically clear, and a 75-word limit and a very specific. So what will happen is at the final meeting, if I can do it at the next meeting, whenever you guys want me to, I'll bring all of these that you want as charter in ordinances. And it'll be an ordinance that enables both the ballot language and also lists the charter changes, because then that gives clarity for the minutes and the record. And then you guys can review all those, and I'll get those to you before the meeting, so you can review them, obviously, the final meeting. And you'll make a vote, final vote, or you can just pass them by unanimous consent because you've already basically voted on them. And then those are all recommended to the council, and then the council will make a decision on all those one way or the other. Now, from a voting standpoint, the city manager will work with the council and they'll determine how they want. Do they want them in batches? Do they want them all in one meeting? That's up to them. But then they'll have a tranche, a group of ordinances that are enable certain charter language, but also put on ballot language and move forward from there. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Because right now it's two different things. You have the actual ballot language or actual charter changes and then the ballot language summary. But the ordinances merge both of those with an ordinance and the formatting of an ordinance and that type of thing.
So the product of this committee goes forward as a recommendation.
Correct.
Which contains a whole lot of other questions within it for the council to determine. They're still going to go through piece by piece. They're not going to just say, yes, we're going to take the charter review recommendations in full. They're going to look at each one.
I have no idea how they'll choose to do that.
Okay.
That's up to them and working with the city manager and how they kind of set that up. They can take the ordinance and amend it. And the way ordinances typically work is you have, you know, the first reading and the final reading. And as long as from the first reading and the final reading, there isn't substantial material changes that are so substantial that they completely change what the ordinance is, they can do so. You know, they can amend it in that process and make tweaks. So they certainly could amend some of these ballot initiatives. They can vote them all down. They can vote all forward. They have a lot of discretion on how they want to do that. Obviously, they'll have a deference to, hey, the Charter Review Committee met a lot and worked hard on these, but I can't speak to how they're going to vote on what or how they're going to handle that process specifically. But
the simple answer is they're going to be presented with your advisement.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then what?
Choose to amend it or.
And I would suggest that we all go to that meeting when it's on the agenda. We all should be in attendance if they have questions of us, individuals specifically.
But they certainly can, they can amend the ordinances in those meetings. They can reject them outright or they could approve them all wholesale if they want to do that too. Mm-hmm.
So they could preemptively change an ordinance which would nullify the need for a charter change.
Correct, and that's sort of what happened on the pay issue. They went ahead and did an ordinance. So yeah, they could do an ordinance in lieu of but that, if they wanted to do an ordinance in lieu of placing something in the agenda, then that would probably need to come back as a separate ordinance because it would be specific on how they're doing that. But yeah, it's the ordinances are really what's gonna go before the council. You guys are just making the recommendations on the guts of the ordinance, what's the substance of it in there.
Okay. I think I got it.
Okay, anything else? I don't have anything. Mr. Manager, do you have anything for us?
I do not.
Okay. I'll open up for citizen comments again, if you'd like to get up and say anything.
Kim Wong, 3312 Mango Tree. I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. It's been a long fight. And now we'll have to convince the city council to vote without any changes, I hope, on the parks and the property. So thank you very much.
Thank you for your comments. Before we adjourn today, I will not be here. I'll be out of the country our next meeting, far, far away. I won't be calling in. So if nothing else, I want to, yes ma'am, go ahead.
Are we at a point, I know that when we scheduled our meetings and we have three left, that we were pushing it as far as timeline to get everything through. Is there any way that, I guess I'm looking for a consensus if how people feel here that we can pull it together and maybe plan on maybe not in the next meeting, but getting it done the following meeting?
We have to. That's our last meeting. We have two meetings left.
Didn't we have three? Is it the 14th?
We have two.
And there's no way, with you being gone, there's no way we can do it.
You can do without. You're going to do without me. Patrick's going to be having the gavel that day. I don't have to, you know, you guys, unless it's a 2-2 vote on something, it will fail. That's the only thing.
And I don't anticipate, I mean, at this point, you're just basically making sure you're comfortable with the final versions of all the language that you've already looked at and approved, basically, so.
And really the only changes would be what we just decided today.
Exactly, mm-hmm. So I guess I'm looking to see how you guys would feel about us moving forward and just trying to plan on that. I mean, could you?
Do you mean canceling the last meeting and just finalizing on the 14th?
Because that would give extra time for council for things to get done, to get processed through. I just, I'm uncomfortable.
We don't have to have the last meeting. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, if we're done on the 14th.
But that's what I'm saying. If we can.
We're done.
If you're in agreement, I'm looking for a consensus from here.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. We don't need the last meeting.
How you guys feel about doing that.
So you want to get on the agenda quicker.
This next meeting.
Yeah, I'm all for that. So we don't need it. We don't need it.
You're not here on the 14th.
Correct.
Okay. All right.
Well, I don't see us having any issues. I can't see why we would.
And I'm just curious, could you come up with everything?
Yes, for sure. Yeah, we can have the ordinances ready by the 14th.
Okay.
Okay. And you're going to send this the email on the language you had for that?
That one piece that you just
I just wrote it. I just got to grab Monique's email real quick.
Perfect.
Are you comfortable with us
sure,
wrapping up?
Absolutely.
When you're not here.
Very comfortable.
Yeah, that's what I was asking.
I have all the confidence in you fine people. Are we done? Nothing else?
Possibly. Anybody?
We're adjourned at 4:31. Thank you.